We are going to look at a few things briefly so that we advance. I'm actually supposed to give you a little bit of understanding to alignment. Alignment. We have prayed. We have prayed and done a lot. You know, retreat is a key and pivotal moment where we maximize the investment of God upon our lives. Only wise men retreat. Okay. Any man that refuses to retreat will soon get weary over time. He will soon get tired. The strength of this, our pursuit for God, is in how much more we get renewed day by day. Our God renew our strength. Okay. I needed to bring to your understanding that your spiritual growth is a function of your personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Every man's spiritual growth is a function of his relationship personally with the Holy Spirit. Whether you like it or not, no matter how your pastor pray for you, no matter how your mentors lay hands on you, it may not necessarily translate to a high level of spiritual growth. No. It may create passion. It may create capacity. It may create a hunger for you to press more, to bring you closer more to the Holy Spirit, to give you an appetite for the things of God. You must understand that the Bible speaking said, Paul was the one speaking, he said, I, Paul, lay foundation. Apollos water. It is God that gives increase. That's to let you understand that in the life of every believer, it will require God to still come and evaluate the believer to see whether this believer is deserving of spiritual growth. That is why as you advance in this kingdom, you must understand the necessity for you to always obey the Lord and always remain aligned to the Lord. Yesterday, we have engaged one of the pivotal arm of the Lord, which is the arm of prayer that comes and grants unto you power. We believe that a believer that does not pray and does not study will backslide. It's just a matter of time. I want to look at alignment in a different perspective in keeping to levels of spiritual communication. If you want to understand the basis of alignment, I have preached a lot about it. I have a message, spiritual alignment. I have a message, alignment, the believer's challenge. That can give you more better understanding to the periphery of alignment. But the goal of spiritual alignment is to bring you to a conformity of a level of communication. What makes alignment potent is the communication is granted unto you at the tail end. Why do we have to align with the Lord? We align with the Lord so that there can be effective communication between us and the Lord. We don't just align as a cliche, no. The goal of the alignment is so that there can be communication, there can be traffic, so that it can be fine-tuned. Do you realize that? You know, if you want to tune into the frequency of MBS today, you tune into what? 97.1. You will continue to fine-tune your radio stereo until you align to 97.1. Immediately when you are aligned to 97.1, what happened? There will be communication. So the goal of alignment is so that there can be communication, so that you can hear what the Lord is saying. That's why that's what that song said. Give us alignment so that we can hear what the Spirit is saying. And after all, we can have the capacity to do. So the goal of alignment is, yes, I'm aligned. No. If you are truly aligned, you will perceive, you will hear. You say, watchman, oh watchman, how about last night? If you have actually inquired, by now you would have been able to lay hold and know what you ought to do. I get what I'm saying now. And when you look at alignment, most times, I believe that a man can never be current with God if he's not aligned with God. You can never know what the Lord is doing now if you are not aligned with Him. Alignment is currency. It means you are current, you are present at the now. It's possible that you are aligned yesterday, doesn't mean you are aligned today. It is very, very possible for a man to be hearing before, now he's not hearing at all. He has lost track of alignment. That's why it's possible if you make any small mistake, you either take the frequency plus 2, plus 3, or minus something, you discover it's not working again. You were aligned, and now you lose communication. These are things that can make a plane crash when they are not effectively communicating aligned to the tower. Alignment is very important in your journey in Christianity, because it sustains communication. It maintains spiritual communication. Without accurate spiritual alignment, a man can never communicate with divinity. He will be ostracized from the communication of the immortals. What God unto us strength is our communication with the spirit. Last night I was in a tremendous encounter. I cannot even mention it with my mouth. I can't. Why? When you align, there is communication, there is traffic. You just realize that the heavens over is open. And you know, somehow God is releasing many things upon you. He's speaking to you in a language you cannot even fully understand. Okay. Alignment is looked upon as structural. What I mean by structural alignment is this. Alignment is not just a cliche. Structural alignment is your alignment, your agreement with a set determined kind of knowledge. Every believer thrives in keeping to a kind of knowledge he receives. Whether you like it or not, you must have a knowledge for you to align. I know you know now that the required frequency to tune to NBS is 97. That's a knowledge. That's a structural. You must know that before you even fine tune to tune it. If you don't know it's 97, you will just be moving up and down, up and down. There's a required kind of knowledge that will grant a man alignment, that will grant a man access into the very heart and the throne of God. That is why we talk about structural alignment. They require impartation in keeping to knowledge. There is something you have to know for you to be aligned. There is just something you need to know. And it's possible if you don't know that, it will never be possible for you to thrive. Structural alignment speaks about the required kind of knowledge in its measure. Whether you like it or not, you require a certain kind of knowledge for you to advance in life. Is that okay now? No matter what you want to do, you need a certain level of knowledge. Your phone has a knowledge that operates it. Your car has a well-required knowledge that regulates it. Everything you do has a knowledge backing it. That one, understanding that knowledge is alignment, because it's aligning, you are aligning to that kind of information. Okay? So alignment is seen as structural. Alignment is also seen as territorial. Do you know that when you leave Nasarawa State and go to maybe Kaduna, it may be hard for you to tune into the frequency of NBS. No matter how spiritual you are, it's going to be very hard. Why? Alignment is also territorial. The territory of Nasarawa State is what defines NBS. I get what I'm saying now. You cannot just tune into NBS everywhere you go to. No. It will amaze you if you go to another city or another country. When you tune into 97.1, it will catch another station of somewhere. That's how the thing works. So that is why you must understand territorial alignment. What I mean by territorial alignment is that every territory has a required kind of definition where you must align to. When I travel to region, as I just reached there, I try to align with the angelic host in that region. Immediately when I align, there will be communication. You get how the two works now. Because every territory is different. That's why if you are in school, I say it's in Enugu, right? If you go to Enugu, you discover the spiritual topography there is different. As you just enter the east, you discover that it's different from the north. It's what? Territorial. And it will amaze that kind of demons that in that region are different from demons here. That's how this thing work. Many more times when you travel and change location, when you go to another location, you discover that your dreams will change. Your encounters will change. Why? Because that territory is defined differently. That child was saying yesterday that if you live in the where she lives, you know the need of prayer or what? I don't even understand. Why? Because aligning to that region will take time sometimes. So people, when they change region, they get sick because they are trying to align to that region. Alignment is territorial. I get what I'm saying now. You cannot do the things you do everywhere. No, it will require for you to align. If not, it will amaze you. She said they don't hear English there. They don't even hear Hausa. So if I go there now, I'll be frustrated. So I need to maybe carry somebody that can be an interpreter and align to that interpreter. When I speak one interpreter, will say it again. I went to one place to preach. I had an interpreter. I didn't know when I forget my interpreter. I said, Papa, Papa, Papa. You know, I talk too much. The interpreter just folded his hand. And everybody was looking at me. I said, I'm talking to your spirit. Because I speak by unction and revelation. He want me to speak in the flesh. Let me speak and wait and speak and wait. I said, no, it doesn't work like that. I discovered I was struggling. So you need what I call territorial alignment. And you also need what I call positional alignment. Whether you like it or not, I'm speaking to you here. If I stand in the other side, you may not hear me well. Why? I need to position here for communication to be done. I told you the end of alignment is what? Communication. Whether territorial, whether structural, whether positional, there must be communication at the end. If I stay there, I'm talking there, I'll be talking to the other people there. So that's why sometimes when you talk, you come close to people. When I come close to you, I'm talking, you feel personal connection. Why? It's positional alignment. Alignment has to be positional. A lot of times, God will tell you, leave your room, go to the bathroom and pray. As you go to the bathroom, you are praying, you now have encounter. You now begin to hear God. What's the difference? It's position. It's not territory, because you are in the same territory. It's in the same of your house. But you need to position yourself in a different location. There are days you want to sleep. The Lord said, don't sleep like this, sleep like this. As you sleep like this, you have encounters. That is how this thing works. Alignment requires position. There are certain days, the Lord will tell you, don't even sleep, wake up, stand up. As you just stand up, He will speak to you. Sometimes just sit down, He will speak to you. Sometimes walk around, He speak to you. Sometimes tell you, leave your house, just go to Favor House. As you are going to Favor House, the Lord will start talking to you. How many of you just went to visit your friends? As you are talking about scripture, revelation begin to come. That revelation may never have come if you remain in your house studying the Bible. As you came to that place, positionally you are aligned. And now heaven begin to breathe upon you. I get what I'm saying now. Alignment has to be what? Positional. Let's say I'm giving a gun and they say I should shoot Mercy from here. Do you know if I do like this? You know it's Mercy. But what if I do like this now? That means I'm not aligned to Mercy. They say Mercy, but I'm pointing like this. They say, "Your mind, I'm not aligned." Align where? I'm not like this. So alignment have to be what? Positional. The same way many times we just engage the realm of the spirit haphazardly. No, you must be positional about it. That's why sometimes when people tell me their problem, I discern according to the time watch. You get it? You know, I wrote a book many years ago, Pathway to the Anointing. How that if a man to be anointed, you must understand time watch of prayer. I get what I'm saying now. Even in warfare, you must understand time watch. You don't just wake up all the time praying at night. No, you must understand time watch. There are certain things that you intend to achieve when you pray from 12 to 1, from 2 to 3, from 3 to 4. All of those time watch you see, from 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 6. Whether night or morning, there is specific thing you intend to achieve. I'm telling you. That's why each and every one of them have their own challenge. There is different challenge in keeping to each of those time watch of prayers. So when I speak about understanding spiritual times and seasons, what I want people to understand is the time watch of how to pray. I get what I'm saying now. So there are many people, their problem, they need to wake up around 3 to 4 or 3 to 6 to pray. When they wake up at that time, begin to pray, that problem must die naturally. Other people need to pray when the sun is high. It's not witchcraft, I'm telling you. Other people need to wake up early in the morning to pray. It's positional alignment. It's position. You are positioning yourself targeted against the enemy. If you used to experience attack very well, don't pray in the afternoon, don't pray in the evening. You are wasting your time. Wake up 12 to 3 for 1 week. That rubbish will stop. The next, if you refuse to stop, next week switch from 3 to 6. I don't care if you sleep the entire time, but these few times, I'm telling you, that demon will run, he will run away. I'm telling you. If you are looking for admission, there is time to wake up to pray. If you are looking for your husband, there are times you wake up and pray. Whether the husband don't know what, he will come. You will align the brother. You don't even know why. At that time, he will not be thinking about you. I'm telling you. People that understand time watch are very dangerous people. Somebody was looking, he was going for a job interview. I told him when to pray, when to stand up and pray. When you pray and when for that job interview, the interviewer is confused because he has already been commanded before they come there. It's alignment. Alignment has to be positional. Is that okay now? If you read the book of Isaiah 29:13, say, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as these people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fears towards me is taught by the precept of men. What that scripture is trying to let us understand is that our alignment to the Lord will require our heart also. Is that okay? We must ensure that what our mouth is saying, what our lips is saying, is the same thing our heart is saying. Let me not be saying favor. I like you. But deep inside of me, I'm saying, look at her big head. No, it's possible. Is that not true? It's possible. It's possible. Somebody can be bowing down to you every day. Good morning, good morning. But he's looking for how to kill you in his heart. The heart of man is desperately wicked. Like desperately wicked. You don't know the plans that the people have for you. Very evil plan. I'm telling you. Your heart must be aligned to the Lord. Your heart must draw near to the Lord also. Is that okay now? The Bible speaking says, draw near to me and I will draw near. Whosoever comes close to the Lord, the Lord will come closer to him. That's why many times people that know the Lord have the tendency of knowing the Lord the more. Because they always engage him more. The Bible says, deep will call unto deep. Deep. So it's possible for a man that know to know more. It's possible. You must understand that no matter how you do, no matter how you do, it is the desire of God that we get aligned to the system of heaven so that the civilization of this world does not corrupt us. Whether you call light, whether you call it darkness, whether you call it whatsoever, we must understand that the system of God is different from the system of the world. We are not generic. We don't just do things anyhow. No. We have a well-defined pattern of operation. As such, you must be aligned to the morals of the kingdom. You must be aligned to the laws and the precepts of the kingdom. Because like I always say, no matter how you do, Yeshua still remains his name, wherever you are. Many will tell you that where they are, there is too much devil, too much darkness there. I don't care. The Lord is still the Lord, even in the dungeon. Is that okay? It is your responsibility to align with Yeshua wherever you are. See, if you are not current with God, you cannot be aligned to God. Alignment is also a function of your current communion and communication with the Lord. And also let us understand that there is what I call what spiritual communication. In spiritual communication is in diverse level. There are levels in spiritual communication. Bible speaking say to everybody, I will speak to them by vision, by dream, by prophecy. But to Moses, I will speak to him what? Face to face. What did Moses do for God to speak to him face to face? In the level of communication, communion, association he has. We must understand that the communications of God are ineffective to a man if the revelation of God is not unveiled to him. Every communication the Lord speaks to a man will never make sense if the revelation of God is not revealed to him. I get what I'm saying now. The end of every spiritual communication is to grant unto us greater insight into the dealings and the personality of God. Whether you like it or not, this level of communication are in diverse level. The first level of spiritual communication is what I call primary level. Whether you like it or not, you don't communicate to everybody the same. It's a lie. There are people you talk to every day. Do you realize that? There are people you talk to what? Only once in a week. There are others. Until when there is a meeting like this that you get to meet each other. While there are other people, you don't even meet them at all. You just meet them at the road. Say, oh, yeah, I get what I'm saying now. Even in communication, there are levels. It's the same thing in spiritual operations. The people you talk to every day, those ones are in what I call primary level of communication with you. Do you know that most times, if you see happy, you will see blessing. Is that not true? Most times, if you see ashe, you see kaka. No, it will amaze you. That's what I'm telling you. This is what we call primary level of communication. This morning, I have not talked to many of you here, but they have communicated. Most of you would have talk already. Why? It's primary level of communication. There are people that you talk to all the time. You are in a primary. That is the same thing. Your communication with God can be in a primary level, where you talk with God all the time. You are going to the office, you are talking. You are going to class, you are talking. You are in the kitchen, you are talking. As you wake up in the morning, you are talking. Before you went to bed, you are talking. Jesus Christ can be your boyfriend, and you can add him to a close user group line, and you are communicating all the time. Not that your recharge card has finished or your airtime has finished. No, this one that is free communication. It's a primary level. When you carry people's phone, oh my God, that is an evaluation. When I take in my phone now, and I enter his dial calls, check the first four numbers that he's calling. They will be up. If there is a lady there, that's his girlfriend. I get what I'm saying now. Check his inbox. Who is the? Check the one that bang, 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 bang all the time. There is something there. There is a level of communication. Don't deceive yourself. It's a primary level of communication. No, it's not about your. I'm talking to you about level of communication. Where is that lady that anytime you come to school, you must escort her to class? You don't even know why. After we close for meeting today, you wait for us so that you escort her. It's a primary level of communication. All of us don't care, we'll go away. But you wait for her and carry and go. It's a primary level. It's not a bad thing. I'm just trying to let you understand the level of what? Communication. Why are you angry with me? Favor came alone. But when favor is going, suddenly, when I see a man will hold her and start going. It's a primary level now. When she reaches, you are calling her to find her. She reaches. Yes, she has it. I have not gone to find out whether my friend Apostle has reached out to. You are in a what? Primary level. That's how you can be with the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to let you understand. It's a primary level of what? Spiritual communication. Your father can be in that category. Your mother can be in that category. Your sister, your brother can be in that category. Do you realize that? That every day you talk with them, every day. But if I ask some of you, when was the last time you speak with your brother? I don't even know. I'm also guilty. I don't know when last time I speak with some of my siblings. So even your brother or brother, they may not even be in that primary level. You get what I'm saying now? And yet you are calling that person, you know, that's wickedness. Apart from primary level of spiritual communication, there is secondary level. In secondary level of spiritual communication, these people, you call them once in a week. Like once in a week. There are people you miss them every day, but there are people that once in a week before you now remember that this person even exists. Then you now call them. And do you know when you call them? 2 minutes, you are done. How are you? Fine. How is this? Fine. You don't get that. Get out of my phone. But the people on primary level, you talk, or you talk, or you just, or you talk, or that can finish. You now buy again. Then you finish again. You now borrow again. Ah! And you see the person later. But secondary level, no. After 1 minute, 2 minutes, hope you are fine. Hope you have washed your leg. Hope. Wait. That's secondary level. Let your relationship with God not be on secondary. If you are aligned, the communication will be on primary level. When you are not aligned, the degree of your alignment will determine your level of communication spiritually. When you are not that effectively aligned, once in a week you talk to the Lord. So only once in a week when we call for a meeting of SBI, we'll not see you come. The Lord knows that you just call him just this week. You may never call again till next week. So the Lord is making us to delay so much so that your conversation can be long. Because you're on secondary level. But there are people that even after today, even after these 12 hours prayers, they will still go back and continue on primary level. Those ones are more aligned than you that you're on secondary level. I get what I'm saying now. Apart from secondary level of people you call once in a week, and I told you everybody can be in that category depending on your level of communication, there is tertiary level. In that tertiary level of spiritual communication, those are people that you communicate with them once in a month, like once in a month or once in a blue moon. Many of you are people that their number is safe on your phone. You have not called them for the past 3 months, 4 months. Even text message, you didn't send them. Even chat. They are online on Facebook, you didn't chat them. But you are chatting somebody every day. The person is offline, you are still leaving message. That's wickedness. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yusuf. There are people that are what? Tertiary level of spiritual communication. That you call them only once in 3 months, 4 months. And those ones, but sometimes you don't feel like calling, you just send them a text message. So that you just let them know that, so that they don't delete your number. Because you don't even have anything to discuss. That's what people are. Their journey with God, their level of communication with God is once in 3 months. After this month, we'll never see you. After 3-4 months, before we'll now see your face again. Will not be wondering, are you even aligned? You must ensure that your communication with God is oftenly, is always, is continually. Don't make it secondary, don't even make it tertiary. Make God primary in your life. But that is the worst part. Worst level of spiritual communication is what we call quaternary. Quaternary. That one, you know, those people that we are here in this fellowship. There are people who don't even have their number. Is that not true? Like me and Blessing, we're in quaternary level. I don't know you. There are people that you used to see them even in a place. You don't even have their number. So there is no even possibility of even calling at all. There is no even level of, no relationship. Even their name, Mbano. That one, no level, no communication at all. I get what I'm saying. That's quaternary level. Do you know everybody's name? Yeah. How many people do you know their name in this fellowship? You see? Happy says she's in many quaternary level of communication with many of you. Those ones that when you see them on the road, you pass like this. Happy will never see Blessing on the road and pass like this. But when she can see you now, as you pass the other side. Your level of communication is quaternary. Just know that the kingdom is far from you. Once in a blue moon, when you are passing through the city, you now remember, I have a friend in this place. So you now start looking for the person number. Okay, send me this person number now. You now call the person. Person, who are you? You now start introducing yourself. I am this, your primary school mate that sits close to you by the back, the one that used to throw some Bible hair to you before sometimes. You see, your communication is very far. That's how some people are with the Lord. The Lord does not know them at all. It's when the problem hit them, they will come and start banging upon the door of heaven. They are asking, they are knocking, they are what? Bible says, ask, knock, seek, some even breaking the door of heaven. Because they are strangers. No communication. A man that is on primary level when you just say, Lord Jesus, it's done. You, that you're quaternary, you have to introduce yourself by shouting thunder fire, by shouting Holy Ghost fire, by shouting everything, by saying all the enemy should die. If you're on primary level, they will die naturally. You must ensure that your communication is on what? Primary level, not quaternary. If you want to have quaternary relationship, have it with that person that is passing there. Don't save that one number. You know, in the morning, when I come and wake up, say, you are putting your chair here, you want to break my head. Say, they are not selling eye in the market. That's what we call half done. You know, when you are cooking food, the food is not done, and you have to eat the food, you know you have running stomach. If you allow me to cook for you, that day you will visit the hospital. That's half done. You greet her good morning, say, what's good about the morning? Now she greet her good evening, ma. She said, do I look like ma? Do I have children? Oh my God. You see? So anytime we call for retreat, here's a challenge. Please maintain what I call quaternary relationship with. Let your relationship with the devil be quaternary. Don't even know that he exists at all. I get what I'm saying now. There are people that are not supposed to be close to your life. Like close. They're telling you. People need to pay their price to be that close. Is that okay? Anytime you are connected to anybody, you will communicate. And when you communicate, you will be aligned. There are people today, if you are looking for them, you just call somebody, they will tell you where the person is. Is that true? Because even when the person is traveling, you will tell the person that I'm traveling to some place. That's how it works. It's level of communication. And the idea of spiritual level of communication is to let you understand that it's very important for you to have a personal relationship with God at all times. Is that okay now? Because that determines your spiritual goal.